Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the name of the Lord. This is the way.
We praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy of praise today. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, we're here. Glory to God.
Pastor Maxine Lee, are you there?
Thank you.
Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
I think the anointing is in the house today. Do you feel the anointing? My goodness. The Bible said, where two or three are gathered in my name, you're going to see the tangible manifestation of his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I think it might be a good time for you to give the housekeeping suggestions so that we can get folks ready and set for a blessing today. Hallelujah. For the word of God today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Everybody in the household, tell them, come around, bring their Bibles.
Hallelujah.
You bring their composition notebooks, their pencils, their paper, whatever they're going to take notes on. Hallelujah, and bring their communion elements. If they will bring juice, water, cracker, piece of bread, whatever they go, so they'll be ready to take communion when we take communion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be sure you have something to write on, something that you can keep notes on and write down and so that you'll be able to refer back to the notes later on in the week. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. And see, y'all just gotta get ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know how when they're getting ready to lift off, glory to God. You know, Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, or whatever they call it now. I don't know what they call it. But they got a little countdown. And then when it gets down to 10, they say 10. Come on, y'all repeat it. 10.
10.
10.
8.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, already.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for those who have tuned in. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Elder. Hallelujah. Minister QB. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Dominique and Justin and the whole family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Dion and Damon. Glory to God. And Joan and Lil. Glory to God. And watch out now. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mason. This should be lit. Hallelujah. Norman Nevin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Minister Linda Blackwell. Glory to God. And Sterling and Reggie and David and Barry and Scooter and Kia. Glory to God. And Alan and Donya and Tiffany. Glory to God. And Bianca. Come on now. Hallelujah. And Coco and Faith. Glory to God. Sister Julie. Glory to God. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Anna and Ava and Stephanie and little Stephanie and glory to God. Hallelujah. Kitty and little Kitty. Come on now. Hallelujah. Jesus. Desiree, Monica. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Julius and Joshua and little Mitchell and big Mitchell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody. Glory to God. Harry Warsaw. Maisha Warsaw. Dorothy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dorothy Warsaw. So, and Dorothy down there in Tarboro, North Carolina. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Mother Boopy over there in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And Ricky and Tony in South Carolina and Georgia. Watch out now. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Marva Lynn, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Janice, God bless you. And Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia. Oh, glory to God. And Rachel, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Stephanie and Raymond Banks over there. And glory to God. And Chesapeake, Virginia, glory to God. And Jeffrey and Maria over there in North Hollywood, California. And Bob and Lil up there in Boston, Massachusetts. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And Pastor Peggy and Pastor Mike over there in Hanover, Pennsylvania. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Mark, glory to God. Marvin Gaines down there near Washington, D.C. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. And Harold, hallelujah. And Edwin and Ed, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, we I'm talking about Ed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grass cutter. Come on now. We praying for everybody. Glory to God. Watch out now. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you out there. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tune into the service today. Hallelujah. Denise Brown, God bless you. Hallelujah. Colonel Denise Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Donald Carter, God bless you and your family. Teresa, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who's that? Cassetta?
Yes.
Yeah, glory to God. Retta, God bless you. Hallelujah. Real good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lauren and glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Daryl, hallelujah. Sutton and glory to God. Hallelujah. Reginald Moore, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every last my goodness. Lady Shelley, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the baby girl, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and David, hallelujah, hallelujah, Tanya, glory to God, and Calvin, and David, and Robin, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, oh, we bless the name, all of y'all tuning in, hallelujah, oh, we're going to share some more names later on, but we thank you all for tuning in, hallelujah, Carol King, and Joseph Powers, God bless you, hallelujah, and Doug, and Teresa Wilson, God bless you, glory to God. Apostle Dustin Hoffman and Pastor Jason Roseboro and Sherlene Roseboro. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kevin Barber and Sherry Barber. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Minister, glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland and Rakim. Hallelujah. And the whole family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank God for Supreme Discounters at 5900 Rice's Town Road. Glory to God. Oh, they are on the hysical shizzle. They're off the hysical shizzle. In fact, hallelujah, I believe they're blessed of God in every way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to check them out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. I'm not going to take up any more time because we have, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends, we have a special duo with us today.
Hallelujah.
It's a dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland. Amen. They're on fire for the Lord. They're, glory to God, they are fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, believers, demon destroyers, hallelujah, earth shaking, a man and woman of God.
Yeah.
I'm talking about none other than Pastor Theodis Lee, Dr. Theodis Lee, and Pastor Maxine Lee. At this time, hallelujah, without further ado, I'm going to turn the pastor's corner over to those very fine pastors from Essex, Maryland, dynamic duo, hallelujah, the mighty, mighty, mighty Lees, hallelujah. God bless you. The floor is yours. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and he's always worthy to be glorified and praised and exalted within our lives and our family, our marriage. And just thank the Lord for the birds. We really hold them high esteem in our hearts, that people of character, people of the word, amen, and people that love each other and love God. And so, again, we're just honored to be invited again on this a blessed, anointed broadcast, and we just trust the Lord. Amen. Mrs. Lee and I, the love of my life, joy of my heart, sugar that sweetens my tea, and
woo!
She puts the icing on every one of our cake. Glory to God. Amen.
Hey.
And just thank God for her. Every husband, every young man that's going to get married, amen. Let me tell you something. You want to marry a woman that comes from out of the arms, out of the heart of God, because truly when God bless you with the right gift, amen, you won't ever have to be looking for another mate. Amen. She will be more than enough for you, as Mrs. Lee is for me. I'm just so blessed. I know I'm supposed to be ministering the word. I'm getting it. I'm getting there. But right. Amen. When I think about Mrs. Lee, sometimes I take a side excursion. So you just bear with me. You bear with me and pray for me. Amen. Well, I'm going to share with you again. It is an honor to be on the broadcast, and then I'm going to share a few points of reference, and I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Lee, and then she's going to do likewise. just felt the Lord wanted me to share on the Beatitudes, at least. I'm not sure whether I'm going to share all of it today, but just some points of reference that he puts in my spirit that he wants me to share with you. And I believe that it will bless your hearts as you listen with an open heart to receive the revelation knowledge of his word. So I'm going to begin at Matthew, the 5th chapter. I'm going to read all of it down to, I think, the 10th, somewhere around there. Then I'm going to come back. It says, Matthew 5, and seeing the multitude, he, Jesus, went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Verse 2, then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6, blessed are those who are hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those, verse 10, who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you for my sake, for his sake. Amen. He says in verse 12, rejoice. Jesus said, rejoice, amen, rejoice, and again I say rejoice, and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you, amen. In other words, we're going to go through things. We're going to go through attacks from the enemy. Glory to God. He wouldn't even be the enemy because he would be helping us, helping God, amen. He was, but Satan, that is, but because he reneged and he got lifted up with pride, that's why now is the adversary of the kingdom of God. Amen, and you and I. So just going to go back here in verse 1. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there's the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus had gotten away to the side and who went up into the mountain to talk some more and share some revelation with the disciples, Matthew 5 and 1. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Verse 1 and 2, I'm just giving you a synopsis of these. Each Beatitudes includes a pronouncement of blessings and description. I'll say that again. Each Beatitudes includes a pronouncement of blessings and description of the ones pronounced, of blessings and description of the ones considered as blessed and an explanation of the blessings. The poor in spirit, he said. What did he say about that? Amen. The poor in spirit are those who recognize their spiritual poverty and casting aside all self-dependency. And then over here, he also said in Matthew 5 and 4, those who mourn, what do you mean by that? Those who mourn are not necessarily people in bereavement, but those who experience the sorrow of repentance. Amen. And then in verse 5, he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. What was he saying there? Meek does not connote weakness. I want to say that again. Meek does not connote weakness, amen, but rather control, strength. The word carries the ideas of humility and self-discipline, amen. A lot of times when we're coming up against, when we're being attacked for the kingdom of God, amen, sometimes people say things to us, and we don't like that at all, because especially when they're wrong about it. You know, and so they did the same thing to Jesus. And so it makes you look like foolish to the world, and sometimes they're saying things to you and just provoking you. But remember, meekness is not weakness. It's self-control. And that's why Jesus was so successful in life for 3.5 years on this planet Earth, is because he didn't yield to all of their tactics. It really was the tactics of Satan. He was just using those who, you know, was being served by him. But Jesus always was in self-control. And so that's one of the things God also wants us to know and to learn and to keep in mind. People are going to cuss you out. They're going to say things. They're going to lie on and cheat on you. But you remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. I am what God says I am. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard and keeping myself filled with God's principles in my life. Amen. And I will always come out victorious. I don't care what Satan says and who he used and who want to yield himself to his negative words and attacks. I will always come out on top as I continue to trust and keep my trust. Amen. In God's word. If I thought I could hear you out there, I would say, can I get amen out there? Amen. Amen. So just remember, just because people say things negative, you know who you are in Christ Jesus. Just don't let it be true. Praise the Lord. Keep your control. Keep your self-control and know that God is honored and blessed whenever we walk in this life. And so verse 5, chapter 5, of course, and 4, it says, those who mourn. Blessed are those who mourn, amen, for they shall be comforted. Those who mourn are not necessarily people in bereavement. Did I read that before? Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. Those who mourn are not necessarily people in bereavement, but those who experience the sorrows of repentance. Verse 5, he says to the multitude on the mountain, he says, blessed are the meek, amen. Jesus, when he said that, meek does not connote weakness. I want to say that again. Meek does not connote weakness, but rather control strength.
Yeah.
Control strength. Amen. See, when we know who we are, amen, the world's going to say things, because as long as there's a devil out here running rampage, he's going to say things. He's going to use people. Amen. But don't you give him no glory out your life. You know who you are in Christ Jesus. I am who God says I am. His word says I am. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is always the better after I have heard and keep myself filled with God's word. And before I walk out the door, amen, I got my armor on. Amen. So therefore, no matter what Satan comes against us with, my brother and sister, we got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Because if you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, yeah, man, you're going to fall for every trick of the enemy through the arms of flesh that yield himself. And unfortunately, sometime it comes through another Christian, brother or sister. Amen. But you walk up right before God. You hold fast to God's word. You believe the word of God, because God's word cannot lie. His word says, if he spoke it, he will do it. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. Why? Because he says, there's none like me, my brothers and sisters. I am that I am, and besides me, there is none other. Amen. So you hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to God's word, unchanging hand, because God will never let us go whenever we're faced and our faith is on the line and being attacked. God will always be there. The Holy Ghost will always be there. Amen. The angels of the Lord encamp us around about you, my brothers and sisters, will be there. They're not going nowhere. Amen. They're going to watch over us and protect us and keep us in his arm of protection. Can I get another amen out there? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's word is truth.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you hear anything, you fall for anything, you'll never become nothing in God. So we got to learn. Amen. The enemy comes to steal. St. John 10:10, I believe, said, come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God says, I have come that you might have life, Zoe, the God kind of life, and have it how? Abundantly, every day, 7 days a week, twice on Sundays, if you will. Glory to God. God's word cannot fail. God's word cannot lie. Amen. If he spoke it, he will do it. No matter what you're going through yourself, these are the Beatitudes Jesus was giving out to them. And he was just ministering to the people. And the next one is here. I think it's blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. And I think I've already spoken on that one. And so let's just go and take another. And verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Notice it didn't say for hamburger, hot dog, and soda, and cookie. A little humor there. Amen. But he said righteousness. righteousness, amen. And this is what our brothers and sisters need to see. They need to see the righteousness of God in us, my brothers and sisters. If we profess in Christ, we in church, amen. But glory to God, they want to see what we live in like when we walk out of the church before we go back into church, amen. They need to see the righteousness of God. There's a lot of brothers and sisters in your family, glory to God, my family, cousins and neighbors and stuff, but they won't tell you, but they are watching us. You hear my brothers and sisters? They are watching us, amen, because they are hurting inside. You can't live a peaceable life, a godly life, amen, if you're not serving the Lord, if you're going contrary to God's word. They are miserable out there, amen, and that's not the thing to do is not to put them down because they might have said something, did something to you, or you saw them do something. No, pray for them. Glory to God. How can we expect a Christian to be saved if he's a sinner? Amen. We got to learn, amen, that not let every little word that comes in our ears across our path, amen, we get mad with people, and now you can't tell whether we're walking up right before God or whether, amen, we're not walking up right. So stay with the word. Stay with the word, amen, because God's word will continue to shine in our life before the world, and they need the light of God's Spirit in our life. They need it, glory to God. I have people that watch me all the time, and sometimes they'll call me behind a box or something like that, or in the bathroom or something, amen. And these are people that you would never thought that they would ever want to take the time and hear anything about Jesus because their parents is blessed and all that. But listen, they are hurting inside, my brothers and sisters. They are hurting inside. Don't be quick. I feel like the Lord to say, don't be quick to give into all their taxes. And sometimes they do things and say things that they shouldn't say to, and it does make you angry. But remember who you are in Christ Jesus. When you deal with them in a way that God will get the glory out of our life. Amen. Because the truth of the matter, amen, that brother, sister, husband, and wife, amen, they're watching you. And let me tell you something. You may be surprised. Some of you might go to work tomorrow or the next day, receive a call, and find out, only to find out, it's the brother, the sister that's been watching you. Glory to God. And they said, you know one thing? Amen. I've been watching you. I know you're not perfect, but I want to go to your church. Amen. Because you're practicing what you're preaching on this job. Amen. I want to go to your church. So be encouraged. I feel like some of you need this word, encouraged. You need to be encouraged. You be encouraged. You're about a good work. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost said, no, Lee, tell them they're about a great work. Amen. Some of you are really going through some hardship, but you just stay with the word. Stay with the word. Stay with the word because God's word can't lie. He said, if I spoke it, I'll do it. And if I said it, I will bring it to pass as it pertains to your life, your marriage, your husband, amen, your children, et cetera, et cetera. Just to give you a few more points of reference, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Lee. This is Lee very quickly. I thought Mr. Lee was saying something. And he says here, let's go to number six, I believe it is. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they be filled. Amen. God wants us to keep a hunger and thirsting spirit after his word, after his will, after his ways. Amen. So when we walk out of our house, amen, the devil will say in his demon, amen, the Lee's up again, the Jones up again, the birds are up again, amen, whatever your names are, the last thing, up again. Why? Because, amen, we need to let the God's light shine bright within us, amen, and we need to hold fast to God's word, unchanging hand, because God's word is truth, amen. This is the only book that I know, amen, that's 100% true every day of the week, Monday through Sunday. Can I get another amen out there?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I want to turn this over. I'll turn it over to Dr. Bird, Mrs. Bird, amen, and thank you so much again for inviting us on the broadcast. We always feel very, very honored, and we love you guys. We keep you up in prayer, and you're about a good work, and we just thank God, amen. Hold fast to that which God's placed within your heart, amen, and lean not, amen, to the right leg, but continue to trust God. You're about a good, good work, amen, and don't come down, amen. Stay on the wall, amen. It's a good work. Glory to God. This time, we're going to turn it back in the hands of Dr. Earl and Pastor Willie. God bless you, and thank you again.
God bless you. God bless you. I tell you, the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, it reminds me of Isaiah, the sixth chapter, which talked about what was going on. So after the creation of God, smoke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The house was filled with smoke. Boy, I tell you, the anointing is so thick. The house is filled with smoke.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. The anointing of the Lord. We thank God for Pastor Theodis.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Maxine Lee today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. At this time, we have Pastor, hallelujah, Peaches, if you would, take us to the throne of grace, if you would.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity. Lord God, to come before your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for another Sunday. Lord God, that we are able to break the bread of life to your people all over the world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's not by any chance or whatever, Lord God. It's, you know, Lord God, is a divine appointment, Lord God, for everybody that's listening, for us to be able to bring the word of God, Lord God, to be able to just to come before your presence again, Lord God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that's gone forth. We thank you, Lord God, for every listener. Well, Lord God, we thank you for everybody, Lord God, that's tuning in today. Lord God, we ask you to heal their bodies. Lord God, bless their hearts. Bless their homes. Bless their marriages. Bless their children. Lord God, bless the cat and dog too. In the name of Jesus, bless the whole household. Lord God, let the anointing of the Lord go through the house, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. Lord God, that's going to be shared, Lord God, through Pastor Bird. We praise you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
It's done so much for us, Lord God. We can't thank you enough. Lord God, we thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord God, for loving me. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, if I was the only one on earth, Lord God, you would still, Jesus, you still would have died for me.
Hallelujah.
God, you would love me
Hallelujah.
That much. And I praise you, God. I
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord God, bless the hearers. Bless the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless everything that's going to be said and done in Jesus' name, in decency and in order. Oh, Father God, we just praise you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, bless Pastor Theodis Lee and his wife, Lord God, for just laying before you, Lord God, to get a word, Lord God, from you, Lord God, to bless your people. Lord God, continue to bless them, Lord God, in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for men and women of God that don't mind preaching your word.
Hallelujah.
God, don't mind living for you, Jesus. That's, Lord God, is not a hypocrite. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that you put in our hearts, Lord God. Don't mind preaching on Sunday, but living it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, every day of the week.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are a God that hears our prayers. Lord,
Hallelujah.
You are a God that sees us and can and that sees what we need and gives us what we need. You're a
Hallelujah.
God that hears our cry and runs swiftly to us, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We praise
Hallelujah.
You, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Bless the rest of the service, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We praise and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, thank God for you. We thank God for all of you out there. We thank God for Sheila from Jessison. And we thank God, oh, there's so many of you, Joyce Dukes and Tavon and Maurice and a bunch of other Tavons, another Tavon, and Regina Bruce and Natasha, glory to God, and Tina Spencer and Bonita Church, come on now, and Charity, God bless you, glory to God. We thank God for all you. Danielle over there in Columbia, Maryland, and hallelujah, and Dominique over there in what's that, Parkville, Maryland, or Towson, Maryland. We just thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Keith, hallelujah, hallelujah, and glory to God. Christopher Massey, we thank God for you. And Pamela, we thank God for you. Glory to God, hallelujah.
You listen to Ophelia.
Ophelia and Ricky, yes, glory to God. And Elder Darnell, we met him yesterday. God bless you, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you, glory to God. Pastor Don Street, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We just bless God for you, hallelujah. And we just want to let y'all know, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Coming up very soon is our 25th wedding anniversary, hallelujah, Peaches and myself. And we thank God for 25 years. I told somebody I'm going to take my wife on a vacation to China on our 25th wedding anniversary. And then on our 50th anniversary, I'm going to go back and get her. Of course, I was just joking. Y'all laugh. That was supposed to be a funny. I don't hear nobody laughing. Okay, you're smiling a little bit. Okay, I'll take that. Hallelujah. But she knows I was only joking. Is that right, honey?
Yes, dear.
Well, bless the Lord. Oh, we're going to go on a little further. Pastor Peachy, you want to read the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures for us right now?
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless
you. Our Old Testament scripture is Jeremiah 18. Hallelujah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was the Old Testament scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, God, for the word.
Hallelujah.
Our New Testament scripture, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thank God for the New Testament scripture reading. Thank God for the hearers and the doers of the word. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your hands.
Hallelujah. I just had to stop that just for a moment. You know why I stopped it? Because y'all, everybody not clapping their hands. Now, somebody needs to be set free today. You understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Somebody been going through. You know you've been going through. You've been crying at night when you was by yourself and nobody else saw you, but you was crying because of your income, because of the bills, because of your children, because of your parents, because of your brothers and sisters, because of something in your life, because of what the doctor said, because of what your neighbor said, because of what your relatives said. But I got news for you. Come on now. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Watch out now.
Amen.
You know, my Bible say, hallelujah, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's Psalms 100. And then the Bible says also, clap your hands, a few of the people.
Oh, you people.
All right. That's Psalms 47. Come on now. Hallelujah. We bless God for that. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, we got a new feature for folks. Hallelujah. If anybody wants to get a copy of the service on any particular day, all they have to do is give us a call or write us. And we'll send it to you, glory to God. Hallelujah. And what is all you got to do is put down a number. Now, a TPH, what's the number of today's message?
69.
This is 60. Oh, okay. TPH, 0069. 0069. And all you got to do, when you call up, give us your address, et cetera, et cetera. I want a copy of the service that's 0069. Now, this will help you out. If you want a Wednesday service, that would be 0068. That was this past Wednesday. Or the last Sunday would have been 0067. So you see how we're dealing with this, and I want you to understand how we are working this thing. We want to make it easy for you to hear the word over and over and over again. Now, Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. It's Holy Communion time. And this is not a ritual. This is the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, starting at the 23rd verse, 23 to 30 verses. Hallelujah. In that scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them. We ask, oh God, that you will bless them, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. Glory to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, your word said that to examine ourselves, and we do that right now. We examine ourselves, and right now we thank you, God, for your names, your covenant names. They're powerful. And Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. And Father God, somebody told me, I don't know if it's true or not, because I haven't counted it for myself, that there are 70 covenant names that you go by. But I think the most intriguing one to me is the first one that I'm going to mention, and that's Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we ask, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, we repent of everything that we said, done, or even thought, which was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment and no guilt. And, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, we thank you, God. Again, we examine ourselves and we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, hallelujah, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Now, your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. Isaiah 55:11, your word declares that your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. There's one thing you put above yourself. Psalms 138:2. It's your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He took the bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for our healing. Your word says in Luke 4:18 and in Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, and you want to do it today. You declare that this is the acceptable time. This is acceptable year for hallelujah, for our healing. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord, for our healing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, our spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out to outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. In that home, and that home, and that home, and that hospital, and that place, and that place, and that place, and that place, for that one right there, that one right there, and that, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cancers dissolving, tumors disappearing, hallelujah, hallelujah, new knees, new kidneys, new spleen, new bladders, new livers, new hearts, new lungs, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for whatever is needed, Lord. Hallelujah. You're meeting them at the point of their need and then giving them super abundantly above.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your words say, hallelujah, that healing is the bread of your children, oh God. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John 3:1-2. Psalms 100. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 3:26. That we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on now. Say it out loud. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You need healing right now. Tell the Lord thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises to you. This is the new inheritance that I've given to you. I left for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. This is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Amen. Amen.
Exodus 12:13 declares,
hallelujah.
God said, glory to God, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you.
Hallelujah.
When I see the blood, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, yes, when I see the blood, that's why we do communion every day, because we want God to see the blood every day, not just once a year, or once a week, or once a month, but every day. So, Lord, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, covers our past, present, or future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah, glory to you. Utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire.
In the name of
hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah, we cancel every spell, we cancel every hex, we cancel every curse against us and our families in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, discombobulates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There to my heart was the blood applies. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. Led to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, we thank the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Holy Communion on today. And Father God, we thank you for the family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. Hallelujah. We stand in the gap for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stand in the place of them. Some of them only have sense enough to call on your name, oh God, but we stand for them, oh God. And as they decree and declaring things in their own lives, oh God, we speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families and our extended families according to Job 22:28. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, hallelujah, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. Hallelujah. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For our family daily confession. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Now it's time for the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for giving back 30, 60, and 100-fold on the seed sown today, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Satan, we serve you. Notice now, we bind you in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. In fact, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We counsel every plan, every device, every strategy that you serve to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives is null and void in Jesus' name. We bring your works to naught in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, O God, for what you're doing, not just for, hallelujah, for those who are listening to this broadcast, but for every family represented. We thank you, O God. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There was a man whose name was John. He was sent by God to reflect his creative spirit in the earth. Oh, yes. He planted seeds of glory around this earth that are still bearing fruit today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. This man named John was born September 26, 1774. Gotcha. He went on, hallelujah, to his reward March 18th, 1845. And his name was John Chapman. And a lot of you may not know him by that, what's it called, nom de plume, by that name. But he was a pioneer of sorts. And what he did, he went around in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Ontario, what is now West Virginia, Indiana, and Illinois, planting apple seeds.
Amen.
And he planted so many seeds that they started calling him during his lifetime. He was famous. They called him Johnny Appleseed. Hallelujah. Now, today I'm dealing with the ninth secret sauce to you having a victorious life in Christ. We have shared the first one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get this right. The first secret sauce was to be prophetic in your conversation, to call those things to be not as though they were. Number two was to forgive. You got to forgive yourself, but you got to forgive others. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, because unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. You got to check the word of God out, Matthew 18, verse 23 and on. Hallelujah. And then Philippians 4, 6, the third one was be anxious for nothing. God got you. He said, nobody can take you out of my hands.
Amen.
That's in Psalms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 46, verses 7 and 11 says, wait a minute now. I'm with you. I got you. I'm with you. The God of creation is with you. Don't be anxious for nothing.
Amen.
Number four was love. I flip-flopped this last week, but number four was love. Love. You got to love. That is a common denominator of every saint of God. It's supposed to be love. It's like in Galatians 5:22 and 23. You got the fruit of the Spirit. The first one begins with love. Love is like an orange, but inside that orange, you got the pulp, you got the membrane, you got seeds, et cetera. You got a lot of stuff. Inside love is joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance inside love. So love is the principal thing, love. And then the next one is, hallelujah, glory to God. Number five was, hallelujah, glory to God.
Face your fears.
Face your fears. Hallelujah. That's F-A-C-E. Face your fears. Don't you be singing a song like Reverend Curtis Watson and the Messenger singing, I beat the devil running and I'm so glad. If the devil is chasing you, hallelujah, and you running away from the devil, you're running away from God. Because the devil will never chase you to God. He'll only chase you away from God. So if he's chasing you, he's chasing you away from God. See, you need to put on the brake system. Brother, put on the brakes and turn around and do what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James 4:7 says, submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he shall flee. He's supposed to be running from you in terror.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And number five, is that right?
No, you mean number six.
Number six, come on now. I'm going to get it right. Number six is justification. Mm-hmm. See, you're justified by the word of God. Isaiah 43:26 talks about bring him in remembrance. No, use his word that you be justified in what you're doing. His word makes you justified in what you do, because if you're doing what his word says, If you do what James 1, verse 22 and verse 25 says, be a doer of the word. If you're doing that, man, you justify. Christ died so you may be justified.
Amen.
And then, hallelujah, glory to God, the meal that heals. We talked about, hey, you want God to see the blood over your house, not just once a week or once a month or once a year. You want him to see the blood because you want the death angel to pass over you. You want the sicknesses of Egypt, of the world, to get the Stephen, go right by your house. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then number eight, hallelujah. Am I at eight?
Yes.
Control your emotions. You got to control yourself. Emotions are instantaneous. They're spontaneous. They catch you by surprise. But if you have prepared yourself, the devil can't catch you by surprise because, you know, his tricks are the same tricks. You married. You're happily married. The first thing, you got a new job. The first thing that happens to you going to that new job, this secretary got to start batting her eyelashes at you. You know his tricks. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to see, that's why in Galatians 5:22, really 23, the last two things talked about meekness and temperance. Well, meekness is strength under control. Or as Pastor Theo said, self-control. Hallelujah. Temperance is controlling your temper. See, that's how the enemy gets you. You know, come on now. Think about how many times you made a mistake. You had let your emotions get the best of you. You know those jobs you were fired on because you blew off. You got emotionally upset at the boss or at another worker, and they fired you, or at a customer, Holly, because they cursed you out, so you cursed them back, and they fired you. You couldn't fire the customer. Because the customer wasn't working or trying to take care of family. You're the one working and trying to take care of family, and you blew it because you let your emotions lead you. Your emotions are like the tail that the dog wags. The dog is not led by its tail. The tail is a highlighter, not the leader of the dog.
Mm.
Today's message, hallelujah, glory to God, is hallelujah. The seed you sow. This is number nine. This is a secret sauce number nine. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Now, I've got to do something really, really unusual. Pastor Peaches, I want you to go down the list of all the scriptures. Y'all get ready to write these down. I want you to go down the list of all of the scriptures and give them to them right now, if you would.
For today?
For today. All the scriptures.
Seven.
Okay, go ahead, say it again.
Galatians 6:7.
Okay.
Philippians 4:8.
Come on now, yes.
2 Corinthians 10:5.
Now, are we saying this too fast for y'all? You want us to start over again? This is going too fast? Let's start over again. Okay, let's start Galatians again.
Galatians 6:7.
Okay, write that down. Okay, next one.
Philippians 4:8.
Okay, get the next one.
2 Corinthians 10:5.
Okay, go to the next one.
Proverbs 21.
Now, you can put Proverbs, you can put P-R-O-V, and you know it's going to be Proverbs. You don't have to write the whole word out now. Go ahead.
1 Peter 3:10.
All right.
Ephesians, E-P-H.
Uh-huh.
4:29.
Go ahead.
Galatians, G-A-L, 5.
G-A-L?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
5:16 and verse 25.
Okay.
Galatians 6, verse 7 through 10.
All right.
James 1:22 through 25.
All right.
We'll put 1 John 6:12, and that's the John that's close to Revelation. And then there's 2 Corinthians.
Okay, did I put 1 John? It was just John. 6:12. That's just John 6:12. If I put one John there, I think I made a mistake.
All right, John 6:12.
Okay, go ahead.
And then 2 Corinthians 5:1-8.
All right. Is that it? God, hallelujah. Again, the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Okay, now go to again the first scripture. And we know this scripture. In fact, I'll tell you what. You go to the second scripture because I'm gonna deal with the first scripture. The first scripture that's there is Galatians 6 and 7. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Be not deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. God is not mocked. He won't be laughed at. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Mm. Now, I need to share this with you about Johnny Appleseed. He died in 1845. Do you know that some of the trees that he planted seeds for are still around today, giving up fruit? The seeds you sow may last longer than you on this earth. Come on now.
Amen.
200 years. The tree that he planted, he was born 1774. And the seeds he planted, some of those trees are still around today, still giving up fruit.
Mm.
You must understand there are three ways in which you plant seed. By what you think, what you say, and what you do. Again, three ways in which you plant seed in your own life. Mm. What you think, what you say, and what you do. Now, guess what? Others try to plant seed in you, too. By what they say and what they do. Because you can't deal with what they think because you don't know what they think unless you're a mind reader. But what they do and what they say, they're trying to plant seeds. If they plant seeds, good seed, that's great. They try to plant bad seeds. We pray for a crop failure on all of that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But see, what you think, the Bible says, I think that's in Proverbs. I think, what is that scripture? Proverbs, glory to God. What a man thinketh, so is he. Is that Proverbs 4 and 7? I don't know. I should have wrote that one down. Yeah, hallelujah. But what a man thinketh, so is he. Hallelujah. That's the scripture I want. I may not have the address right now. I apologize. Okay. What a man thinketh, so is he. You got to think the right stuff. Hallelujah. You got to think the right stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's number two on that
list? Philippians 4:8.
You know what you want to think? 4:8. Can you go to that? When you get there, say amen. It's important. Amen. Philippians 4 and 8.
Amen.
This is what you think about. Go ahead.
Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Hallelujah. Now you can go to the next one. Find out while I'm talking. That's the conversation in your mind. Because it's going to mess you up. Negative stuff, thinking about what somebody said. Look, you somebody call you on the phone, girl, you know what somebody said about you? If it wasn't good, so excuse me, I don't mean no harm to stop you, but I'm not receiving that. Because you don't want nobody else planting no seeds in you. You got a guard. See, you got two gates there. You got your eye gate and you got your ear gate. And you got to have a sentinel at your ear gate. You don't hear no stuff that's going to plant bad seed in you. You heard?
Amen.
You want to have victory in your life? Don't you let nobody. You ain't planting no bad seed. You know, you call some up. Call somebody up on the phone. And you call them and you say, "Hey, good morning. How you doing?" "Oh, I'm not doing good. The dog died. The cat ran away from my home. My refrigerator stopped running. Hallelujah. I got an eviction notice." You know, I understand all this. I'm not belittling any of this. But see, they got to turn that stuff around.
Amen.
To be a positive. I got stuff going on, but I'm pressing on.
Amen.
I'm not holding on. When you hear somebody, I'm just holding on. That's somebody that already gave up. I don't want to hear that no more. I get offended when people start saying that. Here we go again. That's what I feel. Don't wear me out about what you're going through if you can't look past what you're going through to the victory in Jesus Christ. The Word of God says, Philippians, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where is that scripture? 2 Corinthians 2:14. God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We are winners.
Mm-hmm.
So I call you up, and this is what you say to me. Yes, indeed, I'm a winner in Jesus' name. I know I got eviction notice. I know that my refrigerator stopped working. I know the cat ran away from home. The dog got run over by a Santa Claus or something. I know all of this stuff happened, but glory be to God, I'm a winner in Jesus' name. That's what I want to hear. Glory to God. I'm not minimizing anything that's happened to you, but glory to be God. You look at Christ. Look, get your eyes up high. Glory to God. Glory to God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, look, if you don't want to plant no bad seed in you, don't let nobody else do that either.
Amen.
Because God said in his word, what he said in his word, whatsoever. Is that what he said? Whatsoever, man, soever.
Hallelujah.
That's what you also reap?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Now, you don't want to be reaping stuff if you let somebody else sow some bad seed in you. Don't want to be reaping that stuff. Now, mothers, fathers, when you up there trying to plant seed and bad seed in your children's life, oh, you dummy, you stupid. And then they grow up to be dumb and stupid. You done planted the seed. What you expect? Don't be surprised. Oh, he grew up to be stupid. Well, what did you call him when he was growing up? Dumb and stupid. You planted the seeds. Now you got the harvest. Jesus. You better find some positive words to use, glory to God. Oh, you're brilliant. You're awesome. You're a little lawyer. You little doctor. You little entrepreneur. Call those things that be not as though they were. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's the next scripture? Jesus.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:5.
All right. Are you there yet?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read that.
Casting down imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Some thoughts into the obedience of Christ.
Oh.
A few thoughts into the obedience of Christ.
Oh.
See, you got to, that's a filter. That's your filter, baby. If it's not exalting Christ, if it's not a giving homage and praise and glory to Christ, somebody trying to give it to you, you say, thank you. Thank you, but no thank you.
Amen.
Or like somebody, you go over to somebody's house for dinner and they serving fried rattlesnake. You say, thank you, but no thank you. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. Or you go over to somebody's house, they're serving fried black and white shaped animal, fried skunk. You say, thank you, but no thank you. You got to learn how to say thank you, but no thank you. You understand? You got to say, I'm sorry, I can't receive that right now. I can't palate that right now. I can't masticate that right now. Masticate, what do you call it? You know, when you're chewing up food, I can't deal with that right now. Tell them like it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's not coming into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, yes, your thoughts. Your thoughts, when they're coming into your mind, your thoughts, you got to have that filter on. Fear, distrust, agony, all that kind of stuff, hatred, bitterness, wrath, that's not yours. Because if you internalize that, guess what? I guarantee you, if you drink arsenic, you're going to die.
Amen.
I guarantee you, if you drink a quart of cocaine or what, however they do that, you know, you're going to die.
Amen.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow. If you, in your thoughts, you thinking the wrong thing, you're going to get a harvest. I don't care what it is, you're going to get a harvest. So you got to practice. You got to practice. You got to do what the doctor do. They're practicing physicians. You got to do what the lawyers do. They are practicing attorneys. See, the only one that's already there is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the doctor. He don't have to practice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the lawyer in the courtroom. You know, so you got to do what he did and filter all that other stuff out of yourself. Okay, what's the next scripture?
Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:21.
All right, now here. Okay, we got about thinking the right thoughts. Now you got to say the right thing out of your mouth.
Amen.
What does Proverbs 18:21 say?
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Wait a minute now. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Just like I told you, you've been calling your child stupid and dumb and ignorant and all that kind of stuff, and then he grows up being stupid and dumb and ignorant. Guess what? You're the one that planted that seed, and you got a harvest. So watch what you say out your mouth. What's the next scripture? Come on now.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3:10.
Come on. When you get there, say amen.
Hallelujah.
See, y'all need to understand. Y'all want, Lord, you're the thief coming but for the steal, kill, and the sword. And I thank God for pastor sharing that. But he said, but Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's what you want, more abundant life. Now, what does the scripture say?
For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue
from
evil, and his lips that they speak no guile.
And no, don't have no drama coming out of you. Come on now. That should be a sign on your forehead that says no drama, Bill.
Amen.
You don't want no drama. You don't want no guile and all that kind of good stuff going out of you. You know, what they see is what they get. They see a child of the Most High God. They see your light shining, and that's what you ought to be.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You ain't got no games. You ain't playing no games. But I'm going to do this so I can get them to do that. No, that's not you. That's the devil. The devil will do a scheme. The only thing with the men and women of God, hallelujah, we'll take care of, feed the hungry, clothe the neck, and all that kind of stuff. That's what we need to do.
Amen.
Go ahead. Get to the next one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, the thing again, the seed you sow is the crop you grow. And the three ways that you plant seed is, glory to God, through what you think, what you say out of your mouth, and what you do. And it's important for you to understand that.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know what you ought to be planting all the time out of your mouth, or even what you ought to be thinking about? Is the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Luke 8:11, hallelujah, and Mark 4:14 says the word of God is seed. That's some good seed you can sow. Sow the word of God. Glory to God.
4:29.
What is it?
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Come on, watch what you say. Go ahead now.
To the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, go to the next one. You got it. You got. Watch out what you say.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Galatians 5:16.
Hallelujah.
This I say then, walk in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Then ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
You got to walk in what you do, walk in the Spirit. And also 25 says, walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And what is it? James 1, 22 and 25 says, hallelujah, be doers of the word, not hearers only. You've got to do the good stuff. Look, live on the good foot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look here. I want you to understand that this is something that, this is for somebody, I'm going to set somebody free right now. There's some of you ladies out there, some of you ladies out there that have had miscarriages or even abortions, and you've had a stillbirth and all that kind, you lost a child. Do you know that God doesn't lose a thing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And look, he does not lose anything. It was at John 6:12. John 6:12 says he loses nothing. So when everybody get to heaven, it's gonna be, look, you done had three abortions, two miscarriages, and you got three births. When you get to heaven, everybody get to heaven, they want three children won't be coming towards you. There'll be eight children coming to you. So you know what some of them are going to be saying? Mommy, what's my name? That's the stillbirths. Or that's the miscarriages. Or even the boys. They're going to ask, Mommy, what's my name? Or Daddy, what's my name? Hallelujah. I want to set you free. You've been feeling guilt about that. Hallelujah. See, that was seed that was planted. And God said, I lose nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's that other scripture real quick?
5:1.
Go ahead, read that.
2 Corinthians 5:1.
Yes.
Says, for we know that in our earthly house, if this tabernacle will dissolve, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven.
If you don't make it to this earth suit, if someone doesn't make it to the earth suit, the abortions, the miscarriages, the stillbirths, if it's dissolved, if it's done away with, still that baby is still in glory.
Amen.
Read 8. Read verse 8.
Verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Absent from the body. Our earth suit has God. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Your miscarriages, those abortions, those stillbirths, they are in the presence of Almighty God. Be seen in Jesus' name. Read some more because somebody's still on the line. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was the last scripture.
Glory to God. How the seed you sow is the crop you grow. And some seeds are planted in your life. Guess what? It ain't gone. God said, he said, some of the things that you sow, you're going to reap. Is that what it said? No, it said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Oh, give the Lord a hand clap, somebody. Oh, let's praise the Lord, somebody. Oh, come on now. You're free today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're healed today. You're delivered today. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for freeing them today. And Father God, if there's somebody that doesn't know you and a partner of sin, Lord God, I decree and declare that they be saved right now. And y'all repeat after me. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you lived, you died, and you rose again. Hallelujah. And now you're seated in the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. Hallelujah. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And because I said it and I meant it in my heart, I am saved. So tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Now, if you said that prayer with me, you could call 410-444-5152. Give me your name and your number and your address, and we're going to send you a special gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your name and your number. You can write to us at the Potter's House Church or Pastor Peaches or Bishop Byrd or Brother Byrd. I don't care what you say. But write, hallelujah, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, 24 and 25. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Psalms 19, 14. God bless you. See you on Wednesday. We're going to have a time, y'all. Number 10 coming on, hallelujah, Wednesday, 7 p.m., same number. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray. Oh, I've been dead to thee. This is my honest plea, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. You can call us at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. God bless. Hallelujah.